Welcome to our meditation on bringing compassion to grief. You're with Shannon. Let's start by finding a comfortable position, one in which you feel centered and alert. For example, if you're seated in a chair, you could lean slightly forward, straighten your back, drop your shoulders, and press your feet gently in the floor. And now bring your attention to your breath. Just at first, noticing your breath as it moves in through your nose and out through the mouth, with no need to change the pace or the depth. Just resting your attention to the best of your ability to this experience, noticing the pace and the depth of your breath in this moment. And then guide your breath to be more deeper, breathing from the diaphragm, as well as slowing down your breath as you breathe in through the nose, and pause and breathe out through the mouth. Just allow a few more deeper, soothing breaths. And you may find, or you will find at times, your mind will wander, get distracted on different feelings or experiences, sounds, thoughts. Wherever your mind has wandered, once you notice, note what distracted you and bring yourself back to attending to the experience of your breath. Moving in through your nose, and then out through your mouth. And I just want you, from this more present, calm space, I want you now to bring to mind your grief. So the person who has died or is dying, or if it's another loss, a death of a career, or a loss of possessions. Whatever the grief, I invite you to bring this to mind right now by connecting with that person, that thing, that work, that job, your health. Just bring that to mind. Connect with that grief. Now I invite you to pause. That's all you need to do. Just pause right now. Pause for a few seconds and notice what your mind is telling you. It might be telling you, I don't want to do this. This will be too hard. It may be showing a movie reel of past experiences with this person, or what it will be like without them, or without this career. Whatever your mind is telling you, notice its choice of words and the speed and volume of its speech. Is it busy, fast? Is it harsh or soft? Be curious. Are these thoughts, these stories, old and familiar, or is it something new? What time zones is your mind taking you into? Is it the past, or is it the present, or is it the future? What judgments is it making? What labels is it using? Don't try to debate with your mind or try to silence it. You'll only stir it up. Simply notice with that gentle curiosity what story it is telling you right now. And notice with curiosity again, all the different emotions that are arising right now as you connect with your grief. What do you discover? You might notice guilt, anger, fear, sadness, heartbreak, despair, anguish, anxiety, rage. And don't try to silence these emotions, it will only stir them up as well. And instead, name these emotions as you notice them. Here's anxiety, here's anger, here's sadness. And as you name these emotions, pay attention like a curious child who's never experienced this before. Just pay attention to where you feel this feeling most intensely in your body. It might be the heart, the head, the chest. Now I invite you to slowly and deeply breathe into this pain where you notice it most intensely in your body. So as you breathe in through the nose, allow that breath to go into that area. And do so with an attitude of kindness, sending love that way. Infuse that breath with a caring contribution. See, is it an act of comfort and nurture for this pain you're experiencing? Just imagining that breath flowing into and around that pain. Not to get rid of it, but to help comfort and support you in this moment of pain. And as you breathe in and soothe this pain, imagine that a vast space magically opens up inside you, making plenty of space for this pain. And if you notice any resistance in your body as you do this, any tightening or contraction or tension, breathe into that discomfort as well. Make room for it too. Keep sending a caring contribution of love and support to all that arises, your thoughts, your feelings, your sensations, in relation to this grief. I invite you now to choose one of your hands and imagine this is a hand of someone who's very kind and caring towards you in your life. And place this hand slowly and gently on whichever part of your body you are still feeling this hurt, this pain, this grief. Wherever it is, lay that hand there and let it rest there lightly and gently, either on your skin or on your clothes. And feel the warmth flowing from your palm to your body, that warmth of the love and care this person has for you. And as that warmth is generated towards the pain, imagine your body softening around that pain, loosening up, softening up and making space. Not to get rid of the pain, but to help you support and care for your pain in this moment. Almost like holding a small puppy or small child who is distressed, or even a fragile work of art. So let the kindness flow from your fingers and your palm. Just continue to hold yourself kindly and gently, connecting with yourself, caring for yourself, contributing comfort in this moment. And now say something caring to yourself to express concern or affection. So you might silently say a word like gentle or kindness to remind yourself of your intention here. You might say, this really hurts, this is really hard. You might even say, I know this hurts, but I can do this. I can be there for myself in this pain. You might even repeat a quote or a proverb or saying that you know that can help lighten your grief. And if you failed or made any mistakes, you know, towards this person that has died or is dying, or in relation to your other losses, your health, your career, I invite you to remind yourself you're human. And like everyone else on this planet, we fail, we make mistakes. You might even like to acknowledge that this pain, this grief, is part of being human. Remind yourself kindly and gently that all humans feel this way when we face death. And this pain tells us something very important about us. That you have a heart, that you care, that you're alive. And that at the moment, there is a gap between what you have and what you'd rather. And this is what all humans feel with such circumstances. It's unpleasant, it hurts, and you don't want it. And this is something you have in common with every other human being in this world. Now I invite you to bring your attention back to your breath, like we did in the beginning. Just returning to that soothing, deep, rhythmic breathing. So breathing in through the nose, holding for a second, and breathing out through the mouth. Just continue to breathe in this way, resting your attention on the movement of breath as it comes in through the nose, goes down and fills your lungs, and as it moves back out again. And stay with this breath for as long as you need to help recenter you, to help support you, to help you be able to move on with your day when you open your eyes and you bring your attention back into the room. So thank you for joining me in this meditation. I hope it has been something that has supported you with your pain, in the grief. And just a reminder, if you did find this difficult, which a lot of times we do, that's okay. Just note that. And turn also to other ways, non-meditative ways, to support your grief. And when you're ready, give this another try. But affirm your choice today to give this a go, to do something for yourself, to support you in this moment of grief. Take care.